This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's women power. Addressing a public rally in Bhopal, he said that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror. The Prime Minister was addressing the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal today. He said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's bravery. The terrorists had challenged the power of women.
आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है जहां पाकिस्तान की सेना ने सोचा तक नहीं था वहां आतंकी ठिकानों को हमारी सेना ने मिट्टी में मिला दिया ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने डंके की चोट पर कह दिया है कि आतंकवादियों के जरिए छद्म युद्ध प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं चलेगा
In a major political development in Nagaland, all seven legislators of Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, have joined ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, raising the NDPP strength to 32 in the 60-member state assembly. Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and Senior NDPP Leader K.G. Kenya informed the media last evening that the NCP MLAs had submitted their merger application to the Assembly Speaker, who formally accepted it. Mr. Kenya said the move strengthens Chief Minister Nephew Rio's leadership and aligns the legislators with a state-centric party that is better positioned to address the local issues. He cited constraints within the NCP's national structure as a key factor behind the decision. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan campaign is not merely a government scheme, but a public movement providing valuable information to farmers, interacting with legislators from various states virtually. Mr. Chauhan highlighted that discussions on key topics will be held with farmers under the campaign and their queries will be appropriately addressed by relevant experts. Mr. Chauhan noted that the core mantra is One Nation, One Agriculture, One Team, which will bring together the stakeholders and lead India towards Viksit Bharat 2047. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, in collaboration with the Department of Pharmaceuticals, will launch the Jan Aushadhi Kendra Experiential Learning Program today. Under this program, 5 youth volunteers will be deployed to 5 Jan Aushadhi Kendras in each district across the country. Volunteers will be involved in a range of responsibilities, including assisting with daily operations, supporting inventory and medicine management, and promoting awareness about generic medicines and public health literacy. By embedding young volunteers within Jan Aushadhi Kendras, the program will not only promote hands-on learning, but also instill values of service, discipline, and community-oriented professionalism. Ms. Thailand Opal Suchata Chuang Sri was crowned Miss World 2025 at the 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad last night. Ethiopia's Hesed Dereje Admasu stood first runner-up and Poland's Maja Gladja was declared second runner-up. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has warned that Taiwan faces an imminent threat from China. Speaking at the Shanghai Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, Mr. Hegseth warned that China is seeking to become a hegemonic power, hoping to dominate and control too many parts of Asia, claiming that President Xi Jinping has allegedly given the Chinese military a 2027 deadline for invading Taiwan. The U.S. Secretary of Defense urged the Asian countries to boost defense spending and work with America to deter war. In the IPL, T20 Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.